B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
You know, I woke up today and I was up early. I was up at 4:30. I was doing some work, a cup of coffee. See Pat. And I was doing some writing and looking at the clock. And I take the kids. I leave at like 7:20-ish to drive the kids to school. And I started to get that pang. And how much I loathe driving. Dude, I hate driving. I do. I hate it. I hate this commute. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten better for you since the move. Like, it's every day the commute stinks. And it will, just think about this for a second. Let me make your life hell for a couple of seconds. That's never going to change.
No.
For, I don't know, at least 10 years.
Why? What's 10 years?
Well, I don't know if you're going to move out when the kids move. You know, when they go off to school or, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I got a long way to go, baby.
Downsize somewhere.
I can't even think about
that. Maybe you'll be in L.A., Hollywood, you know, for all I know.
Nah, I'm going to be here. I ain't going nowhere. First of all.
All right, so for the rest of your life, it's going to be your commute.
Exactly. It's a horrible commute.
Yeah,
I hate it.
And I know where you're at.
Because I got to drive 295, 42, either Walt Whitman or Ben Franklin. 676 sucks. Schuylkill blows. I hate it. I dread it every day.
Yeah, and I know where you're at because that's where I grew up. It takes a while just to get to the first highway because you're out there, man. How long does it take to get to 295? At least 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So that's sure. 10 minutes of your drive right away. Then you're 10 minutes on 295. Then you're 20 minutes on 42.
I just realized how much I never like driving. Like, I'm not a... Some people are drivers. Like, they love to drive. I don't. If I never had to drive again, I would be fine.
Would you become a biker?
Well, I
or
love
something?
This city. No, I'm not too. No. I would become an Uber.
You just ordered the Uber?
Yeah, I prefer. I like the wall. Listen, kids love it out there, so it's great.
That's nice.
But, you know, my druthers was always, let me walk.
You want to wear the tights on the bike?
No, I'm out on that. I'm out on the bike. I don't do the bike. You know what's funny?
What?
I wish I could do the bike. I just don't do the bike. I've never even been on a bike. But
in your life?
In my life.
Get the hell out of here. You've never ridden a bike.
You know that.
No.
Yes, that's the truest.
You've never ridden a bike
never.
Once in your life.
Never. Never. Never been on a bike. Never. So, whatever. I thought you knew that.
No.
Yeah.
Not once in your life.
Never.
You've been on a bike.
Never. Hand to God.
I'm going to buy you a bike for Christmas.
Well, you can't buy because there's a shortage. You know this?
There's a shortage of bikes.
So.
What the hell?
I go stop to your house next to your where you're going to be living.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tooch. So I go see Tooch. And he goes, yo, look what I got. And he got this, like, beautiful bike. Because he's a, you know, he's a rider.
Does he wear the tights?
No. Him and Bobby Jobs, they go riding around Brigantine.
Okay.
So now he's a big rider now. Does a tour to the shore, the whole thing. So Tooch does all this. He got this bike. So he told me, I didn't know this, that there was an actual shortage of bicycles. You're on a waiting list sometimes 6 months.
Get the hell out of, for what? Like a fancy bike, I guess?
No, like, I don't know. What did I, dude.
Doesn't Dix have bikes
me,
hanging? I was at
asking me about a bike is like, what?
I was at a Walmart the other day. There's a whole row of bikes.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I didn't know there was a bike shortage. Who are you waving in?
Rhonda.
Oh, okay.
Miss Rhonda.
She rides a bike.
She does. You know what Miss Rhonda did?
I do know what she did.
Are you kidding me, Miss Rhonda?
She's the best.
Miss Rhonda got a pizza for Junis and I, the three of us.
That's so nice.
Look at that. That's a beautiful looking pie. Wow, look at that.
That does look good. I can see the pet. That's big pet from
That's
over
a
here.
Beautiful pie. You put a pie for everybody. They didn't pay? Matt? Pagano's is now open in the building.
Oh, that's right.
And we got to celebrate Matt.
Oh, that's cool.
How about that? And our, first of all, he's got ridiculous food.
Yes.
I mean, ridiculous food. And thanks to Miss Rhonda for going and getting a pie for
us. Oh, that's
him.
Awesome. That's nice. Thank you.
She's got a heart of gold. But yeah, anyway, there's no bikes.
As I know we probably have a lot of bike riders that listen to the show. I just wanted to let you know, I don't like you. Like, when you're riding your bikes on the streets.
What
like,
do you mean?
I feel like they just don't believe in the rules.
What, the bikers?
Yeah, they just don't. Dude, this morning.
They flout the rules?
This morning, and I'm driving into work. Quite frankly, I'll tell the truth. You were on the phone. You heard it happen.
Yes.
I may have yelled at somebody because there was a motorized scooter. Some girl on a motorized scooter went right through a stop sign as I was driving.
Yeah.
If I hit her, she would most likely be dead.
Yeah.
Because I was driving 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
She would probably die. And then it would be my fault that she ran through the stop sign. Like, what are you guys doing? You're not in a car.
Yeah.
Be safer. Share the road. Okay. You think you own the road, damn it.
Well, that's my biggest beef with the bikers. Like, especially if you're driving in the city.
Yes.
The bike, it's a tough deal. Oh, Miss Rhonda, you're such a sweetheart. Thank you. That's lovely. You know, here's the beef I got, Junis. To your point, you're not wrong. You're not a car, okay? So you can't drive in the middle of the road.
Yes.
You can't ride your bike in the middle of the road. Because now you just slowed things up.
Slow everything down. And then the light turns red and you keep going.
And they want to.
Here I am.
And then they want to race you.
Thank you, Ms. Rhonda.
Look, I'm not interested in racing you. I got a stop sign coming up. I just want to go get my thing. Just you can't ride your bike in the middle of the street. I know everybody wants to be Amsterdam, but it's not. And it's not 1812 either. So, you know, won't be on the side. Like, now you get the bike lane somewhere, but
some, but not all the all the times.
No, not the numbered streets. Not the numbered. Center City got it, but not the numbered streets. It's impossible. Anyway.
So that's my
record. That's your beef?
That's my beef.
I heard you this morning.
Like this way, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And you're not usually like that.
No, but if I hit her, it's, you know.
Yeah, of course.
She's gone.
Yeah.
She's got her motorized scooter.
Yeah, hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.